Good morning, children. Now, let us start the second module of the lesson, Understanding Marginalization. In the previous module, we have discussed regarding the social marginalization of Adivasis. In this particular module, we are going to discuss regarding the minorities, that is, the minority community which is socially marginalized. The term minority is most commonly used to refer to the communities that are numerically small in relation to the rest of the population. For example, religious minority, linguistic minority, etc. This concept not only covers the numbers, there are many other issues. Usually, there is a domination of majority over the minorities. The access to resources and social and cultural dimensions are also included in this. The Indian Constitution recognized that the culture of the majority may influence the way in which society and government might express themselves. In such cases, size can be a disadvantage. This leads to marginalization of the relatively smaller communities. That is why our constitution provides safeguards to religious and linguistic minorities as part of our fundamental rights. Safeguards are needed to protect the minority community against being culturally dominated by the majority and also to protect them against any discrimination and disadvantage. The communities which are small in number related to the rest of society may feel insecure about their lives, assets and well-being, which may get accumulated if the relations between the minority and majority communities are not proper. In India, Muslims are considered as minority. See, there are so many other religions also in India, and Muslims constitute 14.2% of Indian population according to 2011 census. In fact, they are the second majority after the Hindus. But Muslims are considered as marginalized community as they have been deprived of the benefits of the socio-economic development over the years. Why this happened? See, actually, the constitution is providing the safeguards, okay, for protecting India's cultural diversity and promoting equality as well as justice. Muslims are lagging behind in terms of various developmental indicators such as basic amenities, literacy rates and public employment. That is why a high-level committee under the chairmanship of Justice Rajinder Sachar was constituted by the Prime Minister's office for the preparation of a comprehensive report on the social, economic and educational status of the Muslim community in India. The committee examined the social, economic and educational status of the Muslim community in India, and the report discusses in detail the marginalization of this community. And the committee also suggested that on a range of social, economic and educational indicators, the situation of the Muslim community is comparable to that of other marginalized communities like scheduled caste and scheduled tribes. Economic and social marginalization experienced by the Muslims has other dimensions also. The main reason is their customs and practices are different compared to the mainstream. Even the way of dressing, some of them wear burqa, sport a long beard. As a result, the people are seen as something different and they are marginalized. This social marginalization of Muslims had led them to migrate from places where they have lived, often leading to the ghettoization of the community. Ghettoization means they try to live in the community where other Muslims live. So in many ways, this led to hatred and violence in certain regions. It is a complex phenomenon and we have to understand it. And different strategies and measures are needed to safeguard, to redress this situation. Marginalized communities want to maintain their cultural distinctiveness while having access to rights, development and other opportunities. So as citizens of India, all of us have a stake in protecting the rights defined in the Constitution and the laws and policies framed to realize these rights. Thank you.